That's really all you need to focus on. You have a product that works, that helps people, and you create relationships. I say it like it's easy. It's work, it's effort, but again, you can control your effort. What is happening, people at Anywebs? It is another episode of the Do Things Podcast, and I'm super excited that you're here. As always, my name is Todd Frazier. I am the host. And in this episode, I've got an opportunity to give you a little bit of an insight into some of the things that I do to help people, because really that's my goal, is to help people with my business, a service business. And one of the things I really love to do is speak to groups of entrepreneur business owners, especially people that are new to their business. And in this episode, this is audio from a live stream that I did with a group of Roden & Fields consultants. Roden & Fields is a company, if you're not aware, it's a multi-level marketing kind of business where it's makeup based, and these mostly women sell makeup to their network, and then they get sales commission. It's basically the way I like to just explain multi-level marketing businesses to people, because there's a lot of great ones, there's a lot of bad ones, but simply it's just a commission based business. If you sell stuff, you get a commission, and if your team sells stuff, you get rewarded with bonuses and commission. It's basic. It's just not in a brick and mortar place. It's very basic, but some of them are. Anyways, long story short, this was audio taken directly from the live stream I did with them, talking about how to run a business and really treat their business as a business, as opposed to a hobby or just something that fills their time. So this is the first half of the interview. The next half of the live stream, I will give you guys in a few episodes. It's a question and answer, and I really attack some strategies for both taxes and for doing digital media, especially in the world of multi-level marketing and sales and stuff like that. So it's really great. This is really one of the things I love to do. I'm passionate about helping people, and doing live streams on the internet is one of the things I just absolutely love to do. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. But wait, okay. I said without further ado, but I didn't mean it. If you have a question or you have a comment that you'd like to have featured on the Do Things podcast, we got something that we're really excited about. It's a voicemail option that we have. We're just using Google Voice. It's very simple, but you call this number 657-234-1742, leave us a voicemail, we'll play it back on the air, and then I will address that question or comment or concern, or my guest and I both will, whoever is on that podcast. But I would love to get some voicemails coming in. So 657-234-1742, and we will listen to those voicemails, and you may be featured on the show, and it may be actually a great way to get responses to your kind of questions and concerns when you're doing your business or your life or podcast or content or whatever it is. We want to help you as much as possible. So call the number 657-234-1742. Leave us a voicemail. You may be featured on the Do Things podcast, and we would love to hear from you guys. So hope you're doing well. We're going to get into the episode. I'm going to stop talking about this, and I'm going to let you hear about this live stream I did with the Roden & Fields consultants in Orange County, California. Without further ado, for real this time, here is the live stream with the Roden & Fields consultants, part one. What is going on, Team Freedom? Hopefully you are all doing really well. If you don't know who I am, let me do a quick introduction. I know there's probably going to be people that are jumping on here as we get going. So hi, Lolly. Good to see you. Well, I guess I don't technically see you, but I see your name and I see myself, because that's how this works, you know. Anyways, so my name is Todd Frazier, and I'm here to kind of help you guys. I'm one of the biggest thing that I do is I just help people with their businesses and in life with stuff. And I just like to talk about it and share my insight with others. And that's what I'm here tonight to do. So I wanted to come in here tonight. Lolly invited me. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here tonight and kind of give you guys some insight in running your business and the things that I feel are extremely important to focus on, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're doing it yourself. Because I myself am an entrepreneur as I run my own business and I do all these things. And that's one of the things that I think is important as you're running a business, that you have people that are there doing the same thing that can give you insight and techniques and just really encouragement to go on this road, because being an entrepreneur is extremely difficult and that doesn't get talked about a lot. So I see some people jumping in. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Heather. Hope you guys are all doing really, really well. As you guys are here, I'd love to check levels and make sure you're hearing things okay. So could you just leave me a comment and let me say hello, or sounds great, or just as long as I want to make sure that you hear what I'm saying before we really get into a lot of content that hopefully is really valuable to you guys. So if you could just put something in there in the box, that'd be great. Hi, Crystal, perfect. And pardon me if I drink while we're going, because that's I like water, and I like Starbucks water for some reason. Do you guys like Starbucks? Hit me in the comments if you like Starbucks. That's one of my favorites. Hi, Leslie. Thank you. Sounds great. Good. Awesome. Glad that you guys are here. So as I said at the top, I gave a little introduction to myself. My name's Todd Frazier. I'm a CPA. I have a business services company where we do taxes, we do accounting, we do consulting, we do digital media and advertising for businesses to help them get to that next level. That's really my passion. Heather says, hola. Hola, Heather. Good to see you. Okay, so the main topic that I wanted to really talk to you guys about tonight is treating your Roden and Fields team, treating your entrepreneurship journey as a real business. That's one thing I've been involved in a lot of on the management side of a lot of businesses similar to Roden and Fields. Some of you may even be involved in some of these as well, along with Roden and Fields, like the doTERRAs, the LuLaRoe, Premier Jewelry. There's a couple other companies that are similar to the way that Roden and Fields works, with a team and a downline and all that stuff. And I actually do a lot of accounting and tax work for consultants in those other businesses as well. So that's one of the things that I really love doing, is helping people that are taking action in their business and creating something really from nothing, because you start with no business and then you build it as you go. And it's exciting, but it's scary. So I want to talk about treating your Roden and Fields business as an actual business, and the way that you do that here on Facebook and on Instagram and on social media in general, by using relationships. So that's really my passion, is to talk about, again, it's helping people, but it's giving techniques and tactics to create relationships that's going to further your business. So when you're looking at your Roden and Fields business, and you guys are, you know, you're looking at your downline, you're looking at your sales, and you're looking at your numbers, I like to look at that and take a step back. Look at the 10,000 foot view of what your business is and what you want your business to be. Because ultimately, if you're here as a hobby, that's great and that's fine and it's fun and you love skincare, that's an awesome thing, because I know Roden Fields has some great products and they do amazing things for a lot of people. My wife and daughters use it, and so I'm a testament to that. I understand it. I also have talked to a few of you, about your experiences with your customers and how it actually really is working really well. So you have a great product. And I think that's a great place to start, is that you probably already know this, but you do have an amazing product that you're getting out to people to help them. And I think that's one of the things that's really, really critical to focus on, because a lot of times, especially if you've never owned a business before or you've never been on this entrepreneurial journey, once you start transacting where you're getting money from someone as you give them something, a lot of people, and some of you, let me know in the comments if you connect with this, some people feel like they feel guilty when they're asking for money or they're quote unquote selling someone on a product or a service. There's a lot of hesitation when it comes to getting customers and giving and taking money from them. There's a guilt that comes in with some people. And the first thing that you need to realize, especially with a company like Roden Fields, with a product that actually works and is really, really good, you're not doing this initially from a selfish standpoint. This isn't ultimately something that you're doing for yourself. It is. You're wanting to support your family or your be part of your hobby or whatever your why is. But you're also helping people. You're selling a product that is valuable to the people that are consuming it, to your customers on the other end. So for you to focus on that is a really good way to not feel guilty when you come in and you say, well, you know, I have this Roden Fields business and this product that we just came out with, it really addresses the problem that you're telling me about. Because tell me if I'm wrong, but when you're talking with people, especially in your industry, this kind of stuff comes up. Talking about skincare, talking about the things that women mostly talk about when you're together, when you're in relationship, when you're sharing, when you're having coffee, when you're having lunch, whatever, this kind of stuff comes up, or your daughters, or your sons, your kids, whatever, there's some sort of thing that comes up that could technically relate back to Roden Fields, and maybe a specific product even that you have in your arsenal that you could share with them to help them with whatever their problem is. So if you can focus on that and say, I've got a product that can help people, and I want to help people as much as possible, and if it benefits me in the end, great, that's awesome. Because ultimately, I have to support myself and my family. And if you've done this before, I mean, I have to every day. I get paid from people to do taxes, to give them advice. And really, there's no tangible product at the end of it a lot of times. It's just them getting information that they needed to move further on their journey. And I had to come to a realization early on for me that says, look, I'm not doing this because I'm a snake oil salesman, or I'm bamboozling them to take their money. I'm actually got something that is valuable to them that's helping them in their process. So if you're focusing on the fact that you're helping people and you've got a product that's valuable to them, it makes it a lot easier then to, in random conversations and casually, bring it up. Like, especially, it's Christmas next week. You guys are going to have a lot of opportunities with a lot of friends and family that may or may not know about your Roden and Fields business, right? So that's a great opportunity to, as it comes up, don't hit them over the head with it. Nobody likes a pushy, over-the-top salesperson. I know, like for me, when I go into a car dealership, that's one of the places that I feel like is, tell me if you've experienced this as well. But when you go to a car dealership, you just kind of cringe when somebody comes up behind you and says, can I help you? There's just a feeling of, I just don't know if I trust you. I mean, I have one of my best friends is a car salesman, and he's really, really good at it. And I bought cars from him, and I love that. But there's just something about, there's a certain kind of person that's a pushy salesperson that a lot of times can turn us off like really quick and make us not want to be involved in whatever transaction, even if it's amazing, even if it's like the best thing ever, even if it's the invention that's going to change our life. If they're knocking us over the head with it and we're just like, I just don't like the way you're presenting this, we're probably not going to buy it. So you do have to keep that in mind, especially when you're dealing with friends and family at holiday time and they know that you have a Roden & Fields business. To bring it up casually in conversation, that's great. And if it goes somewhere and they talk about it more, then engage. But be careful to not alienate people just because you talk about it too much. But remember, you have something that is valuable and you can help people, right? If you always got to come back to that. You always got to come back to that initial perspective that says, I have something that helps people and I want to do that. And if you don't talk about it, nobody's ever going to know. If you don't ever bring it up, nobody's ever going to realize, oh, hey, this person has something that can help me. I'd like to know more about that. Because ultimately, you're not making them do anything. You can't. Okay, so the thing I always say is you can only control two things, literally, only two things. First, you can control your perspective, the way you see the world around you and the people that are in it. And two, you can only control your effort, the amount of time and energy that you put into a thing, whatever that thing may be. You cannot control the way other people think. You cannot control what other people do. You cannot control anything in and around you other than your perspective, your mindset, which is obviously the same thing, and your effort. So keep that in perspective. If you bring something up to somebody about your business and they say, oh yeah, that's horrible, I don't ever talk to me about that again. Well, think about that for a second. They may have had a bad opportunity, they may have had bad experience with a Roden & Fields consultant especially, but actually they may just had a bad experience with a salesperson in general that had to do with cosmetics or skincare or whatever, and it caused them some sort of barrier that they put up, and it's not you. It's not your deal. You didn't do something to make them feel this way. They had something in their past that they need to deal with and get that off the table. So when you're coming in and you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to sell somebody and you're trying to help them, because remember, you have a product. I'm gonna say this a lot. So hopefully out of everything you get, what we talk about in this video, you're going to get that you have a product that is valuable, that helps people. And if you focus on the fact that you're helping people, it makes it a lot easier to bring it up and talk to people and really create a relationship that says, I want to help. I want to be able to help you in your journey in skincare or whatever it is. Okay. So, and that brings me to my next point that I want to talk about. First, it was about treating your business as a business. And second, it's about relationships. One thing that I've heard, I talked to Carrie and I talked to Lolly a little bit about this. The way that Roden and Fields does things is they want you to have everything on your personal feed, on your personal page, because it needs to reflect what you're actually doing in real life, which I think is a extremely valuable perspective to say, I'm not only selling this to you, I'm actually using it. And that's huge. Because what you need to do with your customers when your customer service, again, as I run my own business, if I don't work, I don't eat, right? That's kind of the whole deal. You're all in similar, same boat on some level. And I have to manage my relationships with my customers so that they continue to work with me. So the second most important thing, besides treating your business as an actual business, is to make sure that you're focusing on the relationships that you have with the people that you're selling things to, with your customers. And if you do that from a personal standpoint and you just are integrating Roden and Fields products into your life, you're using that when you're in relationships, when you're at coffee with your friends and you're just, like I said earlier, you're tapping to talk about something and they bring up something that has to do with a skin care issue and you have a product that you know that would has worked well for people, bringing it up is just part of you being a caring friend. And you creating a bond and relationship with them. And that's something that's huge when you're dealing with customer service. If any of you have been in customer service, you know what I'm talking about. You know that in customer service, you have to really manage that relationship so that they feel, one, cared for. They feel like they're not getting, you know, the wool pulled over their eyes. And two, they have to feel like you're listening to them, which you need to do. Like that's just from a relationship standpoint, you need to listen to people if you're going to actually have a real relationship and deepen that bond. So you need to care and you need to listen. After that, you guys are just having a conversation and creating relationship and then those bonds deepen. And the thing that I think is amazingly powerful this day and age right now in 2018, about to be 2019, is that the place that you can do that the most a lot of times at scale really is on the internet. When you're on Facebook and when you're on Instagram and when you're on Twitter and when you're on YouTube and when you're on Snapchat, if you do that, or if you're on LinkedIn or if you're on TikTok, I don't know if any of you moms are on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. My kids are on TikTok. It's just the place to be. Well, I shouldn't say my kids are. My kids use my TikTok account. Anyways, long story. So if you're on the internet and you're engaging with people, you're creating relationships, whether you know it or not. You're creating a bond between you and other people because of the things you have in common, and you're relating just like you would be if you're sitting at coffee. And when you're running a business and you have to focus on relationship management to make sure that your business grows so that it gets to where it needs to be and you can help as many people as possible, you need to be aware of all the times that you're actually creating connections. You're really making relationships, and the internet, Facebook, especially in your industry, Facebook is a huge place for this. You need to worry about creating relationships and less about making sales. You need to be more concerned about what people feel about you in the fact that they appreciate that you care and that you listen, not that you worry whether they think you're a good salesman, a bad salesman. If you focus on the fact that you're creating relationship and you're having a common ground and you're sharing information, right? You're sharing something that could be helpful. You're creating relationship. You're creating a relationship online. And if you can utilize these tools like Facebook and like Instagram to actually do it at scale, which was never possible before, never ever possible in the history of the world has it been that you can scale a relationship by sitting at home or sitting on the bus on your phone or sitting on a plane or at the beach with somebody across the country or even across the globe. So you need to make sure that you're focusing on the fact that this is relationships. You're building these things that potentially could turn into customers, maybe right away, maybe not for a year, but make sure that you're focused on the relationship and you're not worried about the sale and the numbers, because I don't know about you, but I always look at numbers. I mean, I'm a CPA, so digits to me are a big deal. Stats and numbers and all that stuff are a big deal because that's kind of when the math works is when it works. But if you can step back from that and realize, you know what, the numbers will come. If I keep doing the right thing and I keep sharing this product with people that I know it can help And I focus on the fact that my purpose is to help people. Eventually, those relationships, either they will turn directly into sales from those people or the people around them. Now, that takes me to my one more thing that I want to talk about before I want to answer some questions if you guys have any here. I want to talk about the fact that Facebook, for you guys in your industry, is one of the absolute best places to be. And the one main reason is a simple button on the bottom of every public post, and it's a little arrow that goes like this, and it's the share button. You guys, Facebook is where things will go viral and they will get to exponentially more people because you have an opportunity for somebody who likes your message or connects with you on a relational level. They know that you care, they know that you listen, and they click that share button, and then automatically your message goes in front of their entire audience. And it's just a click of a button. It's not difficult for people. It's not labor intensive. It's not something that's difficult for people to do. If they like you, if they share a relationship with you, and they know somebody that might be helpful, they click the share button or they tag their friend. You guys, Facebook is a place to do all of what you're doing and make sure that you're focused on relationships, because those relationships may not be that initial person, but you never know who they're connected with that they might share your message with that ultimately turns into your best customer ever, right? So it's important to me make sure that you're doing things on the internet that create relationships, but also share your message. And sometimes that can be a little bit difficult to blend the two things together. But if you're doing it really from a place of I'm helping people, it makes it a lot easier. So, and that all comes back to the first thing I talked about, where it's your perspective, it's your focus, in that I'm not taking advantage of people. I'm not a snake oil salesman. I'm not somebody that's just kind of out there for the money. I actually have a product that's good, that works, that helps people. And then in those relationships, those people that you help are going to share with other people. And then that expands your network and ultimately grows your business. Because if you guys, I mean, obviously, you know, or some of you may not know, the way that Roden Fields worked with your downline team, as that builds, your business builds. And those are also relationships. So now we're flipping from a customer relationship to not an employee-employer relationship, but a mentor-mentee kind of relationship, because you don't work for each other, but ultimately you help each other within your downline. And that's a really, really huge thing to make sure that those relationships are solid and that you, now listen, make sure you listen to the people below you before you start telling them what needs to happen. Make sure you're listening to if they're having issues or they don't understand something, or you've told them four or five times to do something and they just don't get it. Try and be patient and just listen, because there may be something that you're not able to connect on, or there's something that they just can't get because of the way it's explained or whatever. Just listen and then create that relationship. You guys, relationships are everything. Literally, being an entrepreneur like you guys are and like I am, the most important thing in your entire network, in your entire portfolio, is the relationships that you make with the people around you that is going to make your business work or fail. That's the reality. If you boil it down to the simplest way you can say it, is being successful in business is only going to be as well as you manage the relationships around you for now and forevermore. Amen. Right? So, all right. So that's the bulk of what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Now, if you guys have any questions, whether it be about taxes, because I know some of you may have questions about the 2018 tax code coming and not sure what that's going to do for you. And if you haven't already talked to your CPA, or if this is your first year and you've never filed a Schedule C business, I'd love to answer some of those questions if you want to put those in the comments below. Also, one of the other things that I really love talking about is content. Like, what kind of content should you make? Where should you share that content? How often should you be making content? What platforms are the best? I already told you, for your kind of business, I really think Facebook is the best. I just did one of my podcasts that I just posted today was about why Facebook is not for old people. I don't know if you've ever heard people talking. Now, usually it's younger than me. I'm not sure how old you are watching this. But the young people, right, they say Facebook is for quote unquote old people. No, it's not. Facebook's not for old people. And as a matter of fact, if you've ever gotten into the Facebook Business Manager, where you can actually run ads, not boosting a post, it's totally different, but you can run ads. You can actually, there's a tool in there where you can see the demographics of everybody on Facebook, and then you can break it down by region. You can go by city. You can go by people that follow a business page of yours or another business page, or you can see, like, it's like there's so much information. Anyways, I was looking on that page as I was answering that question. If you see my dog's tail, it's because it's my dog. He's wanting to join the interview. This is an interview. This is just, I'm just hanging out with you guys. I'm creating relationships with you, right? Yes, yes. Did you see what I did there? You see what I did there? So I was just on Facebook this morning talking on my podcast, talking about how Facebook is not for old people, because if I pull up the demographics just for you, the United States of America, the bulk of the users on Facebook are between 18 years old and 44 years old. That is the bulk of the users. And then from there, it tapers off down as it gets older. Now, the content on Facebook is very specific to the fact that it's a relational platform. It's like the way I talk about Facebook, and I like to use analogies. It helps make things clear. You can usually connect it with something that you've had in your past or personally that makes it understandable. I like to say Facebook is like the dinner table. So whether you're having dinner with a family member, or you're having dinner with friends, or you're having dinner with a colleague, whatever it is, when you're at the dinner table, when you're eating a meal with somebody, you're sharing your day, you're sharing your experiences, you're creating real, true, deep relationship, and that's what Facebook is best for. Facebook is best for creating true relationships by sharing your life, sharing your content in pictures and video and word. So if you look at Facebook from a dinner table standpoint, it kind of helps you create, okay, what kind of content should I put on Facebook? Well, let's see. My kid lost a tooth today. That's a Facebook moment. I'm talking about my day. If you would talk about it at dinner with your friends, you should put it on Facebook. That's kind of the way that I look at that. The other platforms are different, but Facebook is not for old people. The demographic proves it based on the Facebook numbers themselves that you can go back in and see yourself if you want to look. And it's a place where you're creating deep relationships, like you're sitting at a dinner table with friends or family. That's one thing I always like to look at it. When you're putting content on a platform, it needs to be native to that platform, and the people that are on that platform consume it a certain way. Like Instagram is a very visual platform. If it's not a stunning picture or a quote over a picture in text that is very, very eye-catching and powerful and short, then it's not going to play on Instagram. It's not going to do well. In stories, it's only 15 seconds. That's all you have. If you're not using stories, you really should, because it's a great way to drive traffic to your Instagram. But at the same time, the type of content is super visual on Instagram. On Facebook, it's a little more narrative. It's a little more long form. Not necessarily as long form as YouTube maybe, but it's still more long form because it's, again, like the dinner table. Did you get it? Did you hear that, what I said? Dinner table, relationships, friends, family, Facebook. It's all Fs. Friends, family, Facebook. Think of that. Wait, I had an extra finger up there. So that's what I like to do is break down what's the platform like and what kind of content should you be putting on there. That's really the where I drive how I make my content and where I share it based on that. So I've talked for 26 minutes now and I haven't really stopped. So go, you got to do things, even though there may be some friction in and around you, but you can't control that, right? You can control your perspective and your effort. That's it. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys having me on. And I may see you at some point in the future. Otherwise, have a great night. Have a wonderful weekend. Merry Christmas. And you can talk about Roden and Fields with people. I give you permission to talk about your product that is helpful. Okay? Is that if you needed permission to talk about your product because it helps people, let me give you permission. You have permission. And you know, I don't know. That just some people need to hear that. All right, guys. Okay. I'm finally going to get off. I promise. I'm ending this. I promise. Okay. Thanks for being here. Bye, guys.